email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Hello, Ellen.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, we were talking earlier about cooking the Christmas dinner in an air fryer, and you're experimenting, are you? Is that it?
I did. We took a mad notion on Sunday to try the turkey crown in the air fryer. And it's a game changer.
Is
it? Absolutely fabulous.
Wow. Okay, so what weight was the turkey crown?
It was a 1.8 kilo
right.
turkey crown, and it was frozen. So it took a couple of days to defrost.
Yes.
And I flipped it upside down, loads of salt and pepper, sprayed a couple of bits of oil on it,
yeah.
put it in the tray, on roast, 35 minutes, 180 degrees.
And did you turn it over halfway?
Yeah, yes. You see, that if I left it in for the hour and 10 minutes, I'd forget about it. So that's why I set it for 35 minutes. And when that dinged, I took it out, flipped it over, salt and pepper, spray of oil, banged it in again for another 35 minutes. And I checked it with the meat thermometer, and it was just perfect. But the flavour on the skin, I can't describe it. It's just divine. It was so moist.
Yeah.
And I got loads of juices to make my gravy and everything. It was just fantastic.
It's a win-win-win, as you say. Game changer.
Yeah, because I'd be quite a traditionalist. You know, you put the turkey in and then, you know, you do all the work. No, not anymore.
How many people would that feed?
Well, my husband and I would like a bit of food. So, do you know what I mean?
Yes,
so,
I do.
And normally, you see, the reason that we decided to try it was I wasn't sure whether my son and girlfriend were coming up for Christmas. So, long story, I wouldn't be able to get my turkey crown from my usual place down in Kildare.
Right.
So I said, right, we'll try somewhere local. And one side of the breast did myself and Vincent.
Right.
And we had the other side of the breast the very next day, and there's still some in the fridge for turkey sandwiches for later.
And did you do the roast potatoes in the air fryer?
Yeah, I mean, I'm such a convert. I really am. As I said, normally they would have to go into the oven and, you know, they'd be cooked in the margarine. Everything had to be done. No, not anymore. Especially when it's just the two of us.
Yes, yes, yes. No,
do you know what I mean? I mean, I would do the Sunday chicken in the air fryer now. The same process.
Right.
And when the chicken is out, the gravy's cooking, I throw in the small potatoes.
Yes,
you know,
yes, yeah.
A bit
and
of
roast them.
Them
yes,
and
yeah,
steam
yeah,
them
yeah.
for the few minutes, fluff them up a little bit, toss them in the margarine, throw them in the air fryer for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then turn them over another 10 minutes and you've got Sunday dinner.
And you can roast your vegetables as well in the other
you
if
can,
you have a double.
I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that yet. But no.
Listen, Ellen, we may be back on to you as our turkey in an air fryer correspondent, because I have a feeling
I will take on that job. No problem at all.
Because I have a feeling this is going to come up again between now and Christmas. But for the moment, Ellen Bulger, thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Take care.
Thank
Ray.
You. Sade Malone and Jack Mead. Aren't you glad you were here for that? Aren't
I'm
you
hungry.
Yes, yes, yes. So Sade and Jack are in A Streetcar Named Desire, which is on in Smock Alley in Dublin from the 5th to the 21st of December. Great to have you, and thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Jack, pretty straightforward name. Sade, only know one other Sade.
A singer?
Yes. Diamond Life.
I'm in good company.
Yeah. And are you connected in any way to Sade?
I wish. No. Just the name.
Yeah, but were your parents fans?
Oh, yeah. No, my mum was a big fan of Sade back
So
in
you
the
were
day.
Named after Sade?
Yes.
Yes, yes, right. Well, there you go. And have you listened to her stuff?
I love her stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing.
She's just iconic.
And you know the new movie, well, it's recent enough, with George Clooney and Brad Pitt. I think it's called Wolves.
Yeah.
Every time George Clooney's character gets into his car, Sade is on the
on the car stereo. Yes.
Wow.
So she's enjoying a sort of a rejuvenation of sorts. Now, so let's find out about you then. So where are you originally from, Sade?
So I, the long story or the short story, I was born in Manchester, moved to Tala because all my family live in Dublin, and then moved back to Leeds and then work loads now in Dublin. So right. It's great, yeah.
And it's brilliant because in that short 20 second story, about you went through all the accents.
I get that a lot.
Yeah. Because when you said Tally, you said it with a Dublin accent. Do you find that?
I do, and I don't even notice it myself. And I also lived in Liverpool, so I sometimes go a bit Scouse.
Yes,
and
then, yeah.
Yeah, so it just depends who I'm talking to.
And you went to Paul McCartney's drama school.
I did, yes.
And did he ever pop in?
Yeah, on did your graduation, he? Yeah, you get your sort of mantelpiece photo with the man himself. So he's just incredible. And his ethos really runs through the school. It's a great place.
What a lovely really thing is. To have.
Yeah, no, it was amazing.
Yeah. So Jack, your story.
It's not nearly as good as that of turkeys or anything. No, I'm from Harold's Cross in Dublin.
Right.
Born and bred. And yeah.
That's it, right.
Simple.
Simple, straightforward.
And you worked together in a movie called Twig.
Yes.
Now, there is a bit of pressure on you, Jack, because now maybe something has happened in between, but the last Irishman I know of to play the part of Stanley in A Streetcar Named Desire was Paul Mescal.
Yes, indeed.
And
yeah.
Do you know the story about Ridley Scott or the production team?
Yeah.
From Gladys? What's the story?
They saw him take his top off and then he got the part. So I'll see Ridley in December for Gladiator 3.
Exactly, you're next.
And of course, Marlon Brando was the...
Of course, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was the Stanley. And you're Stella.
Yes.
And there is that scene, isn't there? From the movie.
What one? Are you going to do it?
No, how many times does he say it?
Six times.
Do you want to do a little bit? Are you in rehearsal? Go on.
It's funny though, it's the thing that people say to me the most. I'll just say, oh, I'm doing Streetcar, and before they even say congratulations, they do the Stella.
I know, yeah. I was the same. I just got text messages saying Stella. Not once like, oh, well done on the job. Like, it was just Stella.
So,
you know,
yeah.
Like, all right, thanks.
So people have never seen it know that.
Yeah, exactly. It's so iconic. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So Marlon Brando, Paul Mescal, and now Jack Mead.
Good company.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
company.
Is it an amazing play to act in?
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely. I mean, I actually didn't know it before the audition. So it was, you know, kind of really interesting coming into something that is so iconic. But I wasn't really in on the iconicness of it. But I'd known a lot about it because it's so in pop culture from, you know, The Simpsons to, you know, you just know these characters. But I think what was great, what the director has done, he's made us not judge or think we know them. So we've kind of, it's kind of like we're doing a new play. You know, we're starting from scratch and we're exploring these characters kind of like they're new. So, yeah, I mean, and the writing also is just, it's fantastic.
Exactly.
So a home crowd.
Home crowd.
I was talking to somebody about this recently, that I was down in Kildare doing something. That's where I'm from. And I was more nervous than I have been in a long time because they're people who you grew up with.
Yeah.
So like you'll be, and you did TV, so there's no audience there, but you're doing this in Smock Alley. So there'll be friends and family will come along.
Oh yeah, around Christmas time.
Yeah.
No pressure. Yeah. The most iconic play ever written, you know. I know it's going to be great. And Smock Alley is such an amazing space. Mm. And the company we have is so fantastic. And the director and everybody involved. And it's going to be really warm, really generous. And I think we're going to do it justice.
Do a job. I heard a story about a child who was in a play recently. There was a play on the Stars. Anyway, only child in the production. It was a serious play. The child is sickly and dying, but, you know, on the stage, and the action moves over to two of the other characters, but she spots somebody in the audience that she knows.
That's waving.
Starts waving.
Don't be doing that, Jack.
Exactly. You'll see me do that on open night. See my parents.
So it's a mad profession, isn't it, acting? And I was just saying to you before we went on air that after stand-up comedy, I think what you do in front of a live audience is one of the scariest things in the world, because, you know, you're there and you have your lines, and a lot of lines, and you have to learn them, and then you have to act and all that sort of thing. And do you get scared?
To be honest, I find it scarier talking as myself.
Oh,
I
do
think,
you?
Yeah, when right. I'm on stage, it's, you know...
Well, just so you know, you're doing a good job of talking as yourself.
But I think, you know, when you're given words to say, you can't be judged, you know, because it's the character and it's the writer. So I think there's actually, it's really freeing being on stage because it is you, but it's not, you know?
Yeah.
If anything goes amiss, you just say, it was the director. He told me to do that, you know?
And did you see Paul Mescal in...
No, I didn't see it in London. Didn't see it in London, no.
And I believe he's bringing it back.
He's bringing it back to New York. They're going to New York, you know? So it's great. Like, it's great for Paul and it's great for, you know, us. And, there's a reason this play keeps coming back. It's so iconic.
Yeah.
And it hits home with everybody. You know, everybody can see themselves in this play and take something from this play, you know?
So not to go on about this, but is, like... A movie role, that'd be the dream, is it?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, right. There you go.
Yeah, Brando kind of, he, you know, arrived on the scene with that and it kind of set the scene for the rest of cinema for the next 50, 60 years, you know. So it is, there's so much to him. Stan Lee's so interesting in his contradictions. He's a brutish, very masculine man, but then he has these moments of complete breakdown. So the emotion in this play is, you know, off the scale. It's fantastic.
He shouts at you a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He does. He's very mean. But I shout back, though. I think that's a misconception that Stella's not very strong, but she really is, and especially, you know, as a modern 2024 woman, I think that's really important that, you know, they go toe for toe, but, yeah he's just...
So what are you watching at the moment? What do you watch? What are you watching on streamer?
What am I watching at the moment? I'm waiting for the next season of the old Six Nations documentary. I'm big up on that stuff.
So you're a rugby player, are you?
Oh, yeah. I played rugby all my life.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. And then I got too many bangs to the head and I decided to become an actor.
Ridley Scott, he's also a sports person. So more similarities.
Yeah, exactly. Too right.
Yeah. So that's he's waiting for that. What are you watching, Shadow?
I find it really hard to watch stuff when I'm rehearsing, but I can't wait to see Wicked. I've been doing everyone's heads in rehearsals, singing all the songs. So, yeah, I'll be seeing that this week, hopefully.
Our Neil saw it over the weekend and he gave it 5 out of 5. Yes. He says it's
there
brilliant.
There you go. I'm very excited.
So if you're a fan of the musical, you won't be disappointed. Yeah. So I'll just tell them. A Streetcar Named Desire by Once Off Production runs at Smock Alley Theatre from the 5th to 21st of December, smockalley.com. And in it are Sade, Malone and Jack Meehan. I love the Sade Malone. Like, it could be Sade.
The duality, Sade
Murphy. So have you got an air fryer? This is the final question. Like, this is the quick fire questions.
I've been convinced now I'm going to get one for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Sade.
Oh, I swear by it.
Do you?
I do. They're brilliant.
Yes.
So good.
What do you do in it?
Well, I'm vegetarian.
Yes.
So I do vegetarian sausages and they cook perfectly.
Yeah.
And jack of potatoes.
Jack of potatoes. Delicious. And it's brilliant for vegetables as well. If you cut up carrot sticks and parsnips and put them in.
It's the future.
Yeah, it is the future. Particularly when you're, you know, if you don't have a big family, it's perfect, isn't it? So just one last thing on Paul Mescal. I'm sorry about this, but we had him in, right, when he was in one of his first plays in the Gaiety and was before Normal People.
Mm.
Now look at him.
So, Jack,
we'll see you in a few years' time.
Absolutely.
And Shadow, we'll see you as well.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming
in.
So that's it from us. Drive Time, Cormac and John Cook on Drive Time today. And we'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your, what is it? Tuesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.